Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour season is now officially underway, Pat.
Woo, Russ, that just seemed like it's been forever. When was our last event? 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, the Tiger Woods Chevron World Challenge. And I'm sure you're glad that now we'll be talking about real bona fide PGA Tour events that mean things, and stats go into the record books as official wins versus
silly season
events that we've been talking about. But it is the Mercedes-Benz Championship, the winners-only kickoff to the PGA Tour season going on this weekend in Maui, Hawaii at the Kapalua Resort. It's a long one, 7,400-yard par 73 track, the only par 73 on the PGA Tour during the season. And after three rounds of play, Jeff Ogilvie is your leader. He leads at 11 under par after three rounds of play. DJ Trahan is solo second at minus 10. Ernie Els, solo third at 9 under par. You've got a slew of players tied for fourth at minus 7. Anthony Kim, Sean O'Hare, Ryuji Yamada, Davis Love III, Kenny Perry, and Johnson Wagner all minus 7. Adam Scott and Boo Weekly are at minus 6. Five shots back of Ovi and Justin Leonard, Camilla Vijegas, and Stuart Sink at 5 under par. A couple local names, Will McKenzie, who has a house here in Jupiter, is at minus 4. And Mark Ternessa, who is a Bear Lakes member and lives in the Palm Beach County area and broke through last year at the Justin Timberlake in Vegas. Ternessa not having a good go of it this weekend. He is 6 over par after three rounds of play. Pat, as I mentioned, all the names on this leaderboard, winners last season. So you get a lot of big names. Ogilvie, Ernie Els, Anthony Kim, Sean O'Hare, Camilla Vijegas, Davis Love III. It's really a who's who, and it's a limited field. So everybody this weekend, no matter how they play, cashing checks to get things started.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of this last night switching in between football. The one nice thing about playing in Hawaii is the telecast is on like at 9 o'clock at night. I actually heard they're having weather problems there today, so they're moving the tee times up to 2 o'clock our time, so that means they're playing, I guess, at 8 in the morning over there. But I was watching some of it last night, Russ, and I guess they didn't have the scores in there because Ogilvie shot like 65 or something ridiculous in the end of the third round yesterday.
Right.
So he's got like a 6 or 7 shot lead. Justin Leonard's in second. He shot 65, and I'm trying to think. He's tied with somebody. It might be Trahan, but Ogilvie's running away with the thing. So I mean, he's got like a 6 shot lead going into the final round today. He's not going to blow.
Yeah,
that.
I'm going to give it away right now. He is going to be my pick.
He's going to be my pick too. I respect some of those guys behind him, but the problem is they're going to have to shoot something ridiculous like a 63, which is a 10 under. Zach Johnson, I think, shot 64 yesterday.
He shot 30 on the front nine, and then he backed up.
Right.
Backed up. He was 4 under on the back nine with the 33.
Right.
Back nine is the 37 par. Front nine is 36.
So it can be done, but then you're relying on Jeff Ogilvie, who's a U.S. Open winner, to shoot worse than par, which par 73 for a pro is hard to do.
Yep.
So I just don't think there's any way he's going
to
blow it.
So Jeff Ogilvie poised today to punch his ticket for the 2010 Mercedes-Benz Championship, as Stuart Appleby seemed to be doing
every single year the last three or four years.
Yeah, I mean, ensuring that he returns for the winners-only tournament by winning that said event to open the calendar season. Jeff Ogilvie going into today's final round with a sizable lead, and that's your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.